So how did you get together, the group, which I'm the group. Nameless group? Charles, Niels, and you.
Niels and I. Well, formally, Charles and I were both in a band together called Piggery, which was made up of Sarah Matthews and Karine Ryan. And it was the four of us. And we actually, I'm sure all of you have heard of Piggery. Just kidding.
You played, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
You played at the Loft?
Yeah. No, we opened up for Studfinder at the Albion.
Okay.
And then we sort of opened up for Minnow at a house party, and that was our last gig, and we ended it there. And those were our two shows that we did. And Sarah went on to play with Magali Meeker, who is here at CFRU, and they were in Ponderosa and Pacific Select, and they're in another band together as well, but I don't know their name of their band. But Charles is in many bands as it is, and he always has been. But you're asking the question, how did Niels and Charles and I get together? But
it doesn't matter. Actually, mm-hmm. I'm really fascinated by the fact that there are a lot of people who are talented musicians and experimental musicians mm-hmm. in Guelph who just are not in, say, a band,
yeah.
but who contribute to like musical elements all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's really hard to keep up with people who are playing and maybe get together for a show or two with a couple other people and have a name, and then they disappear and you don't know like,
yeah.
what's going on with that.
It's true.
So it's hard to keep up with that, but it's interesting when you start to recognize faces or styles of playing when you hear stuff, and you
mm-hmm.
you can kind of, it's like, I guess what Bob McCarthy calls the band tree. There's like this oral history of musicians in Guelph, and it's just interesting to see them pop up again and again. Like Charles, you're about to say what
yeah.
other bands he plays with. He was in Curtsy.
Yep, Charles is in Curtsy. He's in a lot of bands, but I guess his
Crash Oracles.
Yeah, that's his main band, I guess. I mean, he's been in that band for many, many years. So the Trash Oracles, Curtsy, he was in Piggery. He's in Super X, who are playing tonight, opening up for Fugazi
with
in Toronto.
Minnow.
That's
yeah.
right. Two Guelph bands. It's great.
That's
opening
exciting.
Up for Fugazi in Toronto. And what other bands is he in? He was in Vinnie Boom Boom and the Washington Experience, which Gord High was in, and Steve Clarkson. And myself, and I think that's all the bands that I can count on my fingers that I can remember that he was in. But and so he's in a lot of bands in and around town, plays like bass and drums and stuff like that, guitar. And so now we were just sort of sitting around, I guess, at the Albion, the waterhole of Guelph, and drinking with Niels. And we got to talking, and we were talking. Charles and I sometimes just end up playing together anyways. And we were talking with Niels about it, and we found out that he plays sax. So we asked him to play with us, and he's also playing with Jim Smith, who was in Union Young America, the drummer for that. So actually, Niels plays sax, and Jim plays sort of jazz drums together. Those two were together. And so that's how the three of us became formerly Cantankerous and formerly Medicinal Surfaces and Oven Mint.
What do you think is happening to people who are maybe not cemented, if I can use that?
I guess, like, or well-known?
Yeah, well-known for being a part of one band. What happens to those musicians? Like, I mean, you've named off several people who have sort of come and gone in different groups,
mm-hmm.
and there are many, many more in Guelph. What do you see happening in your own experience, in your own observations?
In my own observations, I think it's, actually, to tell you the truth, I think Guelph is probably the only town that I know of that has, like, so many bands and so many people in it. And if you just walk down the street, almost everyone you say hi to is probably a musician. And I think it's really, really cool to see that you don't have to stick to one band, and that's your main band, that you want to play with and so forth, that you can be in other bands that, you know, that you want to be a part of. And it could be different musical styles, and that's fine. Because, you know, Piggery was sort of a sort of pop rock band, I guess. And, like, our nameless band right now is, you know, not that way. So I think it's really neat that all these people can be in different bands like all the time, and you know, there's not like there is sometimes just one main band that people are part of, but they can still be a part of other bands as well.
Sounds like non-monogamy to me.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Put it in action. Be gentle. All right, well, I'm going to take a musical break now. We have another piece from King Cobb Steely, Project Twinkle. And the track we're going to listen to is called Mano Ponderosa, and I'm wondering if there's any linkage to the band Ponderosa, the once-was band Ponderosa. Enjoy this, and stay tuned to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, supporting local musicians today and always.
as medicinal surfaces or cantankerous or oven mint. Actually, we got a call in saying that oven mint was a good name, so that's two votes for oven mint so far. But in our studios right now, we have guitarist and songwriter Clayton Jeffrey. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah.
Doing well. Doing a lot of. Just came in. This is my first year.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to get involved with music here. I'm not in a music program, but I do a lot in my spare time.
Great. Are you from Guelph?
Yeah. I have a lot of history here in Guelph. I'm actually living in Collingwood right now, but my sister has gone to Guelph and have some family connections here, so it's good.
That's good. And so what got you interested in playing guitar and sort of doing music?
Oh. Well, that would have started when I was a kid. I don't know. It's been a while. But I used to play by campfires a lot. My brother and my father both play guitar, and I hang around a bunch of musician friends, so they've helped a lot and done a lot of stuff.
Well, that's good. Do you want to give play a few songs for us?
Sure,
yeah?
Sure.
Okay.
I guess I'll do one that I wrote. I spent a year over in Denmark, and this is one song that I wrote when I was over there. Crowd of familiar faces, strangers number only one. That's you, it's in the things you do. It's your smile and hope that no one's watching you. People talk in foreign tongues, and most of the time, just having fun with you, maybe. But if nothing you can see, you tip your hat and head off silently. Taking on or taking in what little piece of life might exist in or out of madness in your doubt. You cling on to a pout, and in their eyes you see the distance of the sea from friends and family, the place that you should be. And if you stay too long, you find that you can't leave. Searching out your memories, you place them out in front for all to see. But you